Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here today. In our call to worship, we are working our way through the book of Ezra, one of my favorite books of the Old Testament. So many lessons that are found there, truths that that you can build your life upon. In chapter 8, we have a very unique situation that is apparent with Ezra having come to the city of Jerusalem, the rebuilding work that's taking place. And he immediately begins to realize something. He does basically a census of all those who have come from Babylon back to Jerusalem. And he realizes in verse 15, "And I gathered them together to the river that runneth to Ahava, and there abode we in tents 3 days. And I viewed the people and the priest, and found that there were none of the sons of Levi." In the previous trip that had come in, no Levites. In his group that was coming into the land, no Levites. And for a scribe who had spent much time in the Word of God, he realized something very, very important. And it's something that a lot of preachers and a lot of politicians in America don't get. And that's this: you can never build a nation without Bible teachers and preachers. You cannot build a nation and it lasts for any length of time without Bible teaching and preaching. He realized something. If we're going to be a success here in Jerusalem with what we're seeking to do with wave after wave of returning Israelites from Babylon, we must have the teaching of the Word of God. So he sends out a communique back to Iddo, the chief of the palace, and he said, "We need Levites." And they found 18. That's all they found. Now, what kind of is interesting to me that in the first and second waves, there were no Levites. Where were they? Why were they not among those groups that were interested in coming back? That's a question that we'll have to ask the Lord in eternity. I have no idea. But they found 18, and these 18 were willing to come. For we read in verse 18, "And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah with his sons and his brethren, 18. And they gathered up, brought all their belongings, and they came back to Jerusalem, and they became the ones who would teach Israel the proper way to worship God, to instruct them in the Word of God. Folks, I hope and pray that we understand that our hope is not found in Washington, D.C. Our hope is found whenever we set our hearts upon this precious book. That's where our hope is found. We've seen this past week in all the chaos in Washington that our leaders are struggling to govern us. Why is that? Why are they struggling to govern us? Because they left the wisdom of this Word. And that's all we're going to have until people return back to this Word. Ezra understood this. He understood this very simple principle. If you're going to succeed as a city, as a nation, as a family, as a church, your soul must be anchored to this book. And so we need Levites here to teach the people, to instruct the people. The Levites lived among the tribes. They didn't have their own land. Well, that's yet future. They have the promise in the future, and Ezekiel tells us this, that they are going to be given land right there where the millennial temple will be built and constructed, and the Levites will surround it. That's where they will live. That will be their land. But during this time, they had no land of their own. They lived among the tribes. And what was their job? To teach the people the Word of God. And Ezra, when he took the census, realized, we don't have any priests. We can't go any further until we get this matter settled, because we will not succeed without the teaching of the Word of God. Don't ever think that you can somehow succeed in this world without your soul anchored to this book. You may have success in other realms, but you will not succeed for God. And you will not accomplish His purposes. And you will not receive His rewards because you will have not anchored your soul to this book. May God help us to learn the lesson that Ezra learned and brought about because of his knowledge of the fact that you must have God's Word in your heart, in your life, in order to succeed for Him.